Talking earlier, Russ, about Melbourne research, which has found a daily tablet can induce changes in immune cell memory, reducing allergic reactions such as hay fever. Fairly pertinent, it's got to be said, at this time of year. Professor Menno van Zelm, head of the Allergy and Clinical Immunology Laboratory at Monash University, joins us. Menno, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How important is this tablet for us hay fever sufferers, and does it work?
It is a very important tablet. It's prescription medication. It works in many people, but not in everyone. And what we studied is, can we find early markers that indicate if it works and if it's worth taking for several years?
And Professor, tell us, so how do you get a small dose of hay fever in order to build immunity?
So these tablets are put under the tongue for 1 to 2 minutes, and it's taken up in the mouth, and it's small doses of grass pollen. And in that environment, it doesn't cause a very strong reaction, but it actually is used to retrain the immune system and make sure it doesn't cause a severe allergic reaction.
So, Professor, in Melbourne, hay fever obviously is an issue. Is that due to grass pollen, or is it, as some people tell me, the result of plane trees?
No, so it can be different kinds of pollen from trees, grasses, or bushes. The most common form in Melbourne is from ryegrass, because there are so many pastures around Melbourne, and with the winds coming from the north in the morning, taking up the pollen, going over the bay, over the ocean, and then the winds turning around, then we have these sort of wet, moisty air with pollen in it, and that makes it a very high dose of pollen, makes many people sensitized.
So, Professor, I had an argument with a fellow who comes from Adelaide the other day. He said, no, we are the hay fever capital of the world, i.e. Adelaide, not Melbourne. Which is it?
I think it's Melbourne, but I don't think it's a title you really want to have. So if they want to claim it, I'm okay with that.
Professor, our producer, Mark, he says he's only starting now to get hay fever symptoms when he goes for a walk through the park. Is hay fever something you can develop over time, or does it come with you as a child?
No, it's interesting. It's some allergy you really have as a young child. Hay fever peak onset is early adulthood. I remember my first one was in my early 20s on my bike in the Netherlands, and it hit me.
So this tablet, you go to the doctor, ask for the prescription, and will most patients be able to get it if they have hay fever symptoms, regardless of how mild?
It really depends on how severe it is. Okay. If it's really mild, I would at this stage suggest to stick with antihistamines and just symptom medication. But it really depends on what your specialist advises.
Professor van Zelm, appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Professor Menno van Zelm, head of the Allergy and Clinical Immunology Laboratory at Monash University. Just under the tongue.
Yeah, great. A lot of people suffer from it. It sounds like they've cracked it.
Well, we might not be the hay fever capital for much longer. Fingers crossed.